Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. And now, Three Witches and a Druid Podcast present Shenka.
Three sisters sit beneath the sacred tree, scrying the well of eternity. The first one sees what has gone before. The second sees the now. The third one sees what is to be, beneath the world tree's boughs. Hear their song upon the wind as they weave the fate of all. The seeker's path they can foretell. The weird ones hear their call. Present, past, and future, they all meet beneath the tree. They are all the same for the weird ones who can see.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around and talk about our exciting lives living as Druids in modern times. I'm Margo.
And I'm Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. This is a recording session before our big festival at the beginning of August. So we thought we'd talk about prepping to go to our festival. We've talked about being at festivals, but we haven't really talked too much about going to one and being prepared to go to one. Yeah, so I figured that's a very lighthearted topic. So, like, obviously, we all go camping, so we got to pack up all our camping gear, lug it into the car, hope the cooler doesn't melt on the way, etc., etc., etc. But so, like, think about this conversation from the witchy pagan aspect to you traveling. What do you guys bring with you outside of your regular camping
gear? Outside of camping.
First and foremost, make a list.
Yes.
Get yourself a list. Don't think you remember it because you're going to be too excited to be going to the festival and you will forget something. So for heaven's sakes, make a list. Fair.
So what's on your list?
Well, the regular camping things, of course. But, you know, if you have any special, you know, robes or
ritual garb or cloaks or things
you don't normally get to wear, that's the place to be wearing it.
Yeah,
for sure. And, you know, it's always good to have if you like tarot cards or runes or, you know, any incense or anything special you want to be, because you can burn it there.
A drum or a rattle, musical instrument mm-hmm. if you want to bring.
Okay, well, hold up. We're clopping a bunch of stuff here together.
All right.
So we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. So we're talking clothing.
Yes.
Ritual clothing.
Absolutely. Also, just in general for camping, keep this in mind. You can always take blankets and clothes off, but you can't put them on if they're not with you. So go prepared for any cold or hot situation, for sure. But our special jewelry, too, things that you wouldn't normally wear.
See, I would be risky about the jewelry because things, the earth likes to claim presents.
True.
And they're not always presents you are willing to tithe.
No, that's a really good point.
There is a story from the way back, like maybe 20 years back at the APEC, the original APEC site. And I remember, I wish I could remember who it was, but it not that it matters. I won't out you anyway. But was at the stream, lost her glasses. And that stream is in short order in that ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
The last year that the festival was there with MPGFA, went to the stream and pulled out the glasses.
I found
and
the glass.
You found the glasses.
That's right. And you know what?
And they were there for years.
Years.
That stream will flood like no one's business too in the spring.
It was
wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. So, yes.
Did the glasses ever get back to the person they were supposed to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They were pretty battered up and not terribly useful.
And we're talking, this is not a small festival. This is a festival with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Repeatedly, years over years. And I can't remember the year. I don't care if it's a two-month difference. Like you say,
astonishing.
A flooding creek, less than a kilometer from the ocean, and they were there.
Yeah. I have a cloak I wear every year. A friend had made it for me 20 plus years ago, and it is the warmest cloak in the world. So it's perfect at night, but also in the blazing sun, it's like wearing a big skirt, and it's great in that sense as well.
Yeah, a way to maybe try to avoid that situation is to maybe bring an offering for the earth, an offering of herbs or a crystal, coins. Something like that. Something to
preemptively.
Yes, to make a offering to the earth so that it can help avoid that situation.
Yeah. That's a good point.
But you know what? Even you shouldn't be doing it just to avoid the situation.
No, exactly. No.
You should be doing it because it's the nice thing to do. Even, your very first drink you take there, pour out some.
Yeah,
so for the goddess and the earth.
So for the druids, we have what we call our ritual garb, like our uniform in a sense. That's what we wear. Like I'll prepare my festival going stuff that I don't care about, and then I'll have my dress up ritual garb.
But I also think it's a very positive, supportive, safe space. That was one of the things that really hit me my very first one. You may not consider it ritual gear, but if there's something that you enjoy wearing that is just a little out of place.
Oh yeah, this
maybe
is the place to wear.
Maybe if you're not comfortable wearing male and you don't want to wear a sarong.
That was exactly what I was going to say. How many sarongs has Little Mystery sold to guys at the festivals that we've seen guys running around in a sarong for the first time going, how come no one told me about this before? How come I never knew what this was like? Oh my God, this is amazing. Like totally converted. Like I am wearing a sarong every day for the rest of my life now.
And to a certain extent, kilts as well. Everybody is comfortable. Not everybody is lucky enough to live in Nova Scotia.
Say a kilt is there's quite a price difference.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
And if it's really warm, those wool kilts can be a bit much.
A little bit, yeah. So my dress kilt is a wool kilt, and it's actually quite great. But I have a utility kilt, and it's heavy, but it's quite nice to wear. Funny enough, I was downtown pricing a new utility kilt yesterday, and it was $260.
Holy moly.
A lot of fabric in a kilt.
Oh, yeah.
So that funky thing that maybe you wouldn't wear, that wraparound or tube top or just something different.
Prom dress that you want to wear one more time. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most place.
And we also used to have a rule. Here in the Maritimes, we have a chain of secondhand stores called Frenchies.
Yeah.
And they are the most bottom end type thrifting, although they've upscaled and put things on hangers, which I'm not a fan of. They used to be like
giant bins
and tables. This table's shirts, that table's
you had to
pants,
stretch
that
really
table's
well,
skirts.
Yeah.
And we always had a rule on the way down or on the way back, if you were stopping at Frenchie's, you were not allowed to go in the fitting room by yourself because there was far too much opportunity for hilarity for you to be in that room by yourself. So the most outrageous and crazy thing that you find is welcome.
Yeah. And remember those pants that time? We washed them at my mother's. She could wear them the next day.
Those were pretty fantastic.
Oh,
pants.
They were so awesome. They were wonderful.
This will tell you how great of pants they were. I wore pants.
Yes. Wow.
That's telling you how amazing these pants were.
Yep, that was your arriving outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, we were very serious about our funtacular time.
But so
it is the place to let loose. And yes. That's the nice thing is when you're there, you do get this sense, you feel free.
Yeah.
And no one's giving you a hard time.
Or the side eye.
Nobody
will there will give you a side eye.
No, and I've been there with people with their rabbit on a leash and... Yeah. Everything else, like it can be, you know, at the festival. But no, it's a great place for clothes that you don't normally get to wear.
I just want to apologize. It's really, really fucking hot here.
Oh, you can hear my fan?
We can hear your, no. You can keep fanning because it's better than you passing out. It's just it's really hot here. So people know. So we're like fumbling with our mics and stuff because we're gross.
It's ridiculously hot. I'll try to fan quietly. Okay.
I was thinking along the lines of that sort of thing. There's also a story, this is before my time, I didn't move out to the Maritimes till 99, but if a gentleman came and he only brought a block of cheese and he traded and he got the name Cheese Man and he traded, and I'm sure Maeve can pick it up, but that's how he made his way through. You have stuff that people want.
Yes.
And then you can...
I think he had a little bit more than cheese, but yes.
But on the whole, mostly cheese. And we've had people show up with a sleeping bag and a tarp.
Now, as a festival organizer, please do not show up just with cheese.
Or a jar of peanut butter. There was somebody who did that.
Figure your shit out.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, people do exchange a lot and whatnot, but you cannot expect...
To be taken care of.
To be provided for. People might help you a little, but you can't expect to show up and very bluntly, you know.
Yeah, they're not set up that way. So you are surviving on the kindness of strangers, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Like where we're camping this year, we have little cabins. And I think two of them are booked at this point, and there's two available in case of emergencies.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Good idea.
But yeah, it's like moving on to like tools. I always brought a couple of books with me. And then I realized, I don't have time to read. I'm enjoying myself too much.
Yeah.
So I don't bring books anymore. But I definitely still bring tools. Because as someone who's leading the main ritual, like in our ritual, you can bring your tools.
Oh, you mean ritual tools. As opposed to I came with, you know, grizzly.
Yeah.
So we had like a little trailer of tools in the back.
Yeah.
But yes.
No, but like ritual tools.
Yes, for sure.
So like in our ritual, you'll be asked to whatever tool you may have, you can place it on the altar for a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of idea. I also really liked it. I love it when people bring banners.
Yeah.
If they've made a banner or they have a special something to hang up.
Yeah.
I always really love that.
I still have our banner from myself and Akasha and her husband.
Yeah. Yeah. So some people did it with campsites or maybe a circle or a grove or a coven might have a banner. Mm-hmm. And that also shows that you're open for people because there's movement all the time and people going from campfire to campfire sort of thing.
So we're at this festival, we're having a campsite decorating contest.
So we've had those before. They're fun.
So decorate your tent. Now unfortunately at this site there isn't a whole lot of like campsites. There isn't multiple fires, but you'll still be able to decorate your tents and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In your little space.
That will be good.
Yeah, we have like our family banner and we have a banner for the grove and stuff.
We obviously now need a three witches and a druid banner.
Oh, that
now
we're
talking about banners.
Yeah.
Who's our artist here?
Well, not with
Margo's a bit of an artist. I'm not. I'm terrible.
I know. I still look at the banner that I made. I sewed that.
Yeah.
I
can't do that now.
I don't know how I did that. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how I did
that. When you're young, you think you can do anything, so you do.
So you do it. That's
true.
And
when you're older, you're like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did have somebody draw the pattern, like draw the picture for the mermaid, and then I cut her out and pieced her together in different fabrics. But the dragon, I copied off of a cushion cover.
Yeah.
So, it was crazy.
So another thing is when you're going to a festival, and depending on what festival you're going to, pay attention to the workshops and rituals because they may request or require you to bring something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think any of the workshops require you to bring anything, but like in our email, in your workshop.
If I'm doing my tarot one, then I say, if you have your deck with you, could you, or think about bringing your favorite
that'll
deck.
That'll go in the, like, the newsletter week before. Yeah.
If you have any kind of deck or anything for sharing or you want to do or whatever, if you have one, you got to bring a deck with you.
Yeah.
You know, usually or something like that.
So Karen's doing a ritual bath workshop. So in her workshop description is, bring a mason jar if you can. If not, paper bags will be provided. You're going to want a mason jar.
Yeah.
But like Lily is doing a clay goddess workshop. She's going to provide the clay. She's not expecting people to bring clay with her, sort of thing. And for our main ritual, we're hoping people will bring a craft or something they've created that they're not super happy with, and they're going to sacrifice it in the ritual. So
is the clay goddess workshop before then? Because I am a terrible, terrible sculptor. I might be sacrificing that.
So part of that ritual, though, will be that sacrifice. So we're hoping everybody brings something.
I guess I better look on the site then.
Yeah, I haven't really posted it yet. Okay. And if we can't have a fire due to weather, I'm going to bring a big hammer and people can smash it.
Safety goggles?
Yeah, I'll bring safety I mowed a lawn in my bare feet. I'm not the best safety person.
What else? So we've covered tools, bring your clothes.
Prepare to go and meet people and be friendly, and everyone around you is going to be friendly. Don't expect to go hide in your tent.
People won't let you. No. I've tried.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't fly.
It doesn't work. I have tried, and they will not let you. It's you're going there to stretch your boundaries.
Yep.
And I think that was probably one of the first and safest places I ever felt to be able to do that.
Yes.
For sure.
I remember the very first time I went back in 95.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So I'm not really the person to discuss this, but musical instruments.
Yes, because there's usually bardic of any kind, bring your musical instrument. Or if you've written a poem or a song or something like that, or you have something you'd like to read at the bardic, come prepared for that for sure.
Yeah. So not every festival is the same, but our festival is going to open with a meet and greet. I think we call it the wine and cheesy party. And then there'll be workshops, but other typical events that you'll find at the festival is, like you said, a bardic. The bardic it's a competition, but we've never really treated
it
as a competition.
It's more like an open mic.
It's an open mic,
I've been to festivals, though, where they treat it as a competition, but it's...
We're more inclusive. Maybe we don't have the pool of people.
Yeah.
So we're not winnowing people out. We're just bringing people in.
But so the thing, though, at the two festivals I've gone to where it was a competition is it was... a rogue-like competition. You could bribe the judges. And there was judges, and you would bribe them with liquor or whatever.
Can I be a judge?
Yes, you could. So it wasn't based on your talent. It was how much you sucked up to the judges.
Well, and again, there too, if you dance.
Yeah.
If you hula hoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you... what is that? Poi? Any of those wonderful... physical skills that you may also possess.
There was years and years where Brad told the same story, the owl story, and it just became tradition.
And people waited for it.
And we all expected. And he was like, do people really want this? Yes. You have to tell the owl story.
We want to hear the story.
Well, because he added a little bit to it. Like, it was a work in progress.
Tradition.
Yeah.
It wasn't a story. He made it, right?
Yeah. It was his writing.
So
that sort of thing is really good. The other thing is, and I might get in a little bit of trouble for this, but I have been to 25 or 30 festivals.
Yeah.
And I've seen this. If you're a grand high poobah, just forget it and relax.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a show off myself, but, you know, just go in and when I go in there, it's like I'm exactly the same as the newest newbie. You know what I mean? Like, just go in and relax and put all that behind you and just go enjoy yourself.
That's how you're going to experience the awe.
of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're not open to the the joy and the awe and the whimsy and the holy crap, I can't believe this is happening and I'm part of it.
Expect the unexpected.
Yes. Yeah. Then what are you going for?
Yeah.
The one thing you cannot go without is bring yourself a notebook. And a pen, and keep it on you, because you're never going to know what you're going to hear or what's going to inspire you or little things that will happen at workshops or something or an epiphany. I'll have a, well, I'm, you know, I have a little purse with me and I always have a notebook.
A little fanny pack.
A little, no more of an over the shoulder deal. But I, and you think, oh, I'll remember that. You won't, because the interesting thing is when you get there, and the opening ritual begins, it's like the veil closes around you and everything is different.
Yeah.
It's a, it really is magical. So when you leave, your mindset often changes.
Yeah.
So you will forget certain things. So keep a notebook and pen with you all the time.
So another, just to get back to events real quick, another event that we often have is Assemble, especially here in the Maritimes. I've only seen Assemble at one other festival, but I think we've always had Assemble here. Mm-hmm. Often it's not necessarily run by a heathen here. It's just run by whoever is willing to do it. And don't feel like you need to drink. Just come along and...
The stumble.
I was thinking whoever has the strong constitution is the one who runs it.
Yeah. And then for us, it'll be more workshops. Luckily, we're right on a lake, so bring your trunks. Our festival is going to end with a closing ritual, but before that, we're going to have a festival moot of discussing how we felt the festival went and what we'd like to see changed and where we see the future of it. That's kind of what we have planned.
Yep. So bring all your cool clothes, bring all your cool gear, get your notebook.
Yeah.
Bring a sense of openness and willingness to experience.
And put your car keys on your lanyard.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, around your neck. You don't need to be losing your car keys.
Oh, gosh.
Because we've had people have to drive 3 hours back to the city because they couldn't find their car keys.
So luckily we're pretty close to the city, but
that's
still.
True.
But so now we are, put them somewhere absolutely safe.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's going to be quite a few kids there. I think.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah. We're going to have like a guy come in and teach sword work. I think the Scottish broadsword is what he's going to teach. We have a face painter coming. The workshops look amazing.
I can get a face painting?
That's get a face painting. Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
And we're short one ritual at the moment, but I'll fill it in if
what
we have
to. What ritual are we short?
The masculine one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because you're going to do opening and closing.
Apparently.
Yeah. Gwen is going to do the feminine. I'm doing the main. And yeah, it's just... Just the
masculine.
Yeah. But we'll figure it out. Worst case, like me or Mike will do it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, so that's us preparing for a festival. Obviously, of course, we're going camping. I'm going to pack my hammock and my sleeping bag and my pillow and my cooler and all the typical camping stuff. Because we're at a scout camp. I have gone kind of out of my way to see if I can find one of those old school scout leader hats.
Oh my goodness.
I was going to wear like the little scout leader like necklace.
The brim and everything.
Yeah, if I could find that before camping.
Yeah, wouldn't that be
amazing? I'm going to open and close a ritual in my little scout
leader. There is the hat lady in the valley. She may.
She has a Boy Scout one, but not a leader one. So worst case, I might have a little tiny hat.
The beaver hat.
Which would be
beaver hat. That was something.
I have the berets for when the kids were young.
But. Yeah. I've kind of leaned into the scout camp thing a little bit. Yeah. Everybody's going to get little scout badges.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
So it should be a lot of fun. This will be the first year for this festival, but we've all attended multiple festivals over the years.
Been on the organizing committee for them, all of us.
Way too many, yeah.
Yeah, way too many.
Yeah. I think we've all literally were on the organizing committee of MPGFA.
I'm retired. No, really. People say, I said, look, I will do rituals. I will do workshops. I will not participate in the planning.
No, that's cool.
Absolutely not. I did years and years and years. No way.
I have no issue doing play. Karen is keeping like a manual.
Which is great to pass on to the next.
She can pass it on to the next people. But I sort of picture myself running the festival for like the next 1 or 2 years. And I'd like to be able to pass it on to someone. But it is what it is. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. And I hope you're all going to be having a very happy festival season. You can contact us on our Facebook page with any comments or suggestions. We're always looking for suggestions. And everyone, just stay safe and don't melt, because we're melting here in Nova Scotia right now. It was either pouring rain for weeks or melting. And so hopefully you're not melting.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Ramos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
And until next time, everybody, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.